Olson, St. Helena, California, May 30th, 1906. Dear Brother Olson, we feel that the time has come for decided efforts to be made in our cities. Read the 21st chapter of Luke. This is the message that we are to bear. It is a most solemn message for this time. We must let nothing interpose between us and the work God has given us to do. The people must hear the truth in clear, distinct lines. We should make special efforts just at this time to bring the truth before those who live in our cities. Let not precious time be consumed in picking to pieces the plans of others. Every man is now to exemplify the truth itself in his own life practice and fortify his soul by obeying the plain commandments of God. The teachings of the Word that God gave to Moses in the Mount contain the instruction that men should obey. Study chapters 19 to 24 of the book of Exodus and present them before the people. All contention is to cease. We are to love as brethren. We are to soften and subdue our hearts. Brother Olson, give these matters to your congregations in jots and tittles as is appropriate for the occasion. In Exodus 24, verse 12, we read, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up to me into the mount, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and a law, and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them." It has been placed before me that we need the instruction in these chapters now just as verily as did the children of Israel in the days of Moses. Study verses 15 to 18. "And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud, and gat him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Then follows a statement of God's requirements in the making of a tabernacle to be borne from place to place, and from whence he could reveal himself. There is a work to be done in studying the word of the Lord as expressed in his laws. These laws, which were written in a book, are to guard us against doing injustice and are to guide us in our dealing one with another. And let us remember that this same teacher, Christ Jesus, who gave the directions on Mount Sinai, has spoken unto us in human flesh. I am aroused to exhort our people, preach the word. Paul's charge to Timothy is appropriate for this particular time. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." 2 Timothy 4, verse 1-5. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their consciences seared with a hot iron. If thou put the brethren in remembrances of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained." 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, 2, 6.